Exercises 7 and 8. How often is it that you tell someone something and they get the wrong end of the stick? Don't worry, it happens to us all. It's not unusual for even the simplest of messages to be misunderstood. It's all down to misinterpretation. The other person has their own interpretation of your message. It's frustrating because, more often than not, the person does actually want to help. But through no fault of their own, they go away with the wrong understanding. This can lead to all sorts of confusion. Potentially, they'll go away and do something different to what you asked, think something different to what you're thinking, or perceive something wrong about your motivations. You can normally tell by someone's facial expression if they're confused. Confident people don't just see this and accept it. They do something about it. They have the confidence to ask the person what their interpretation of the message is. In other words, they generate a dialogue which ensures confirmation. If you stay aware, you should be able to work out when someone is confused about your message. The difficulty is that, quite often, a person won't tell you. Because they're shy, they don't want to look stupid, or they don't want to make it look as though they're criticizing or questioning you. However, all is not lost if they don't actually verbally tell you that they're confused. The person might not be physically talking and telling you this, but they're still communicating the message to you. Quite often, they'll do this subconsciously. A confident person acknowledges this, tries to work out the meaning of the expression, and does something about it. Basically, confident people don't have a problem asking if the person seems unsure about their message.